So we have intro to Access in Costa Rica on the 30th, on Halloween, 2020. Cool. So, you've got your own? Isn't that lovely? So, we bring up a lot of energy. Steph, I'm going to say that to her also. Do you require a pen or something? I'm not sure.
I have one in my bag.
I've got one here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like some paper. I'm not sure how many people are showing up in the afternoon, but I need 5 copies of those, so I'd be happy to leave them with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't. It's really interesting that that we can talk about just about anything that is up for you and what's going on in your lives. And in particular, Joselda has asked to speak about a couple of things. So I will talk about those areas. But first, I just want to give a little bit of a groundwork. We're just missing one.
Lady, right?
My Cambridge girl. Is she weeing outside now that you told her that she, just from the suggestion?
You see, it's ready.
Okay. So.
I can be drinking.
I'm going
right?
to tell you, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to ask that you're not, just because we're talking about access stuff, that if you have any questions, that you ask them, because there's no such thing as a stupid question, absolutely. Stupid people who don't ask questions, okay? So please ask, and any questions that you like. So
it can be more comfortable here.
Okay.
Qué hermoso,
sí.
Morado. No, pero ese morado me puedo morir.
Te hablé, ¿ves? Y este también.
La chiquita, me encanta.
Oh. Este es el que te
dice. You keep an eye on the time for me, baby?
Of course, okay. Darling. We so, have now... 11:30.
Excellent. I told you we'd start at 11:30. Yeah. Okay. So one of the... So thank you all for coming. And it's always amazing with these intros, because whoever shows up is the energy of you guys together and what we can contribute to one another together. So how cool is that? And how lucky are we? And what I want to say is we've all done a lot of stuff. A lot of different techniques and are doing a lot of stuff. You know, I do yoga. We all do a lot of stuff. These tools, and I'm 46, even though I know you thought I was 21. And I'm probably 4,600 years old. And these tools and this historic moment in time, are amazing and can really give you greater access to yourself, greater freedom, and empower you really to be you and change the world.
Just okay? Cracking.
Okay. So there's a lot of resistance often to that, because we actually, there's lots of spiritual tourism going on. You know what I mean? You don't have to use these. But please be warned, if you do use them, and then your life will change. Okay, so there, in resisting that, we create distractions. We talk about other stuff, and in being allowance of that, it'll go wherever you guys want it to go. But if you're interested in maybe putting in your pocket some tools that you can use really to show up more, then it'll be really a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So the verbal processing I will talk about in a second. The first tool that I want to give you, and I may have given it to you guys before, is the mantra of access, which is all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Have you heard that before? Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been working with it?
And I totally see it working.
Yeah.
I love it. I start my day with it.
Yeah, 60 days, 10 times
you
in the morning.
Told me, but I forgot.
10 times in the evening. That's fine. You know what? I mean, I've been working with these tools for 6 years, and it took me like 3 years to freaking remember to ask a question. That's one of the main tools. Ask a question. Where you can, it's like, you know, so what does it take? I say 3 years. It was probably more like four, but I want to seem smarter than that. So the mantra of access is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And glory here means the exuberant expression of life. So,
it's the same if I say it in Spanish, of course, right?
Right, and please say it in Spanish now.
Okay, todo en la vida viene a mí con facilidad, con disfrute y con gloria.
Mm-hmm. Disfrute is not exactly...
Joy. Joy is como...
Con alegría. Right.
Con alegría, sí.
Okay.
Alegría.
So alegría is better. So this work is about energy, the energy of it. And we were talking about this before, how people were looking to me to who didn't understand their language, because everything has a vibration. Everything is energy. We're energy, so, you know, and energy never just transforms. It never really dies. So you could say this mantra in another language that I don't understand, but I would know if you've selected the right word in that language based on the vibration, right? So, when we start, you know, because energy is the first language, really, so that when we start really listening to the energy as opposed to what comes out of people's mouths, things make a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. So, and it's so freaking easy. It just makes life easier. Ease, joy, and glory. That's the ease of it. It's so easy just asking. Mm-hmm. Is it rewarding for me to go to this class this morning? Yes, no, yes, no. Okay, no. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. And ask again in 10 seconds, because by you asking a question, it's like we're talking about engineering, but science, you know, the observing an object changes that object. So just you asking a question about an area of your life changes the energy around that area. So you may ask a question like, is it rewarding for me to go to this class this morning? And just you asking that starts changing some stuff in your universe. So you asking the same question 5 minutes later may give you a different answer, because you've already started some stuff in motion. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Sometimes I start speaking Swahili. I don't know. I'm kidding. Don't speak Swahili.
You were finishing saying that for glory, it's the exuberant what?
Exuberant expression of life.
Expression of life.
Right.
Mm. Exia, I like that.
Expresión exuberante de la vida.
La expresión exuberante de la vida.
Es que exuberante. Okay. Qué linda palabra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love it. I feel exuberante sometimes.
So,
this is exuberant.
So what would it take to be the exuberance of you always? In every moment.
Yeah. Mm. Mucha pasión, con mucha...
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and create
yes,
all that.
Please.
Okay, right, run good, better, and pop, pop, show, boys, meons. That's a clearing statement. That's what the clearing statement is, but asking a question, and everything that does not allow that to show up in your life, to destroy and uncreate it. That's how... And I'll talk a little bit about that. I want to just finish with the mantra.
Are you
Yeah.
All right.
With the mantra... it's different than an affirmation. Has anyone worked with affirmations before?
Sure. Yeah? I know them. I just hard to work.
Oh, I'm so beautiful. You know, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm really smart. I'm really smart. I'm really smart.
I do.
Okay. It's just the thing about an affirmation, which is fine. Everything's fine. You know, as long as it's contributing to your life, perfect. You know, but the thing that's different about an affirmation is that in order to choose an affirmation, somewhere in your universe you've already decided that you are not that, or you don't have that. Otherwise, that wouldn't be your affirmation. So this is different than an affirmation, because we're not talking about just the good. All the good things come to me with ease, joy, and glory. That's fine. That's easy. Everything, all the various things that happen, Come to Me with Ease and Joy and Glory. There's a book called The Power of Now
by
Eckhart Tolle. And there's a great line in that book that is like talking about the things that go on around you are your life situations. They're not you. So what would it be like for you to show up in all of those situations and for everything really to come to you with ease and joy and glory, that you're not changing who you are for the situation. You're changing the situation based on who you are. So everything that doesn't allow that to be our reality, can we now destroy and uncreate that?
Yes,
okay. Right, on good, bad, online, pop-up, show, books, and yawns. So if you have any questions about the words I'm saying, it doesn't matter if you understand them. They work anyway. But the word, we talk about destroy and uncreate, just to mention that, because we're so, not necessarily eager, but willing to build and create stuff. But we're a little less willing to destroy something. And sometimes we're trying to fix something, you know, a fixer-upper. You know what I mean? Something doesn't work, we're going to fix it. We're going to put a Band-Aid here, a patch here. When sometimes we just need to level it and start again.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about, to destroy that. Because we're really good, have you ever noticed, at recreating the shit in our lives. It's like, you know what I mean? We get rid of something. There's no problem at recreating it. So destroying it, you don't have to worry if you're really content on it.
Yeah.
You will recreate that. Okay.
So
everywhere we have recreated the shit in our lives, as opposed to recreating the joy and the exuberance in our lives, can we destroy and uncreate all that? Okay. Good, bad, all night, fuck, fuck, show, boys, and beyonds. Uncreate. Which is a made-up word, obviously. Descrear, right? We've talked about that before. It's when we talk about uncreate, what we're asking for with this clearing statement, it's called a clearing statement, we're asking the energy to go back to the point of creation in across all time and space, where we started having that limitation. And in this case, we're talking about a limitation that doesn't allow you to be the exuberance of you, for example, or a limitation that makes it so that you are recreating every time, you know, the shit in your life, for example. So we're asking the energy with right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, short, boys, and yawns, pod and poc, point of destruction, point of creation, to go back to the point in time when you first started functioning from that limitation.
I mean, that could be like to your fetal state, no?
And beyond.
Embryo.
And beyond.
Yeah.
And beyond.
And beyond. I thought you were saying embryo.
Right.
Yeah, and beyond.
Right.
No doubt. Yeah.
Right. Embryo, right, also. Right.
Yeah.
So everything that we created in the embryo state that is still running our lives now. And everything that we absorb from our moms or...
That's what I'm saying, no doubt we absorbed that from our parents.
From which we are functioning without even being aware of what that is. Can we destroy and uncreate all that and make a different choice? And everything that does not allow us to destroy and uncreate all that, and everything that makes us want to know what it is before we let it go.
Save it if we need to.
Exactly. Destroy and uncreate. And everywhere we're, you know, looking at our shit before flushing the toilet and examining, gee, what was that exactly that I ate? As opposed to just saying, flush the shit, we can think about it later. It's destroy and uncreate all that.
That can really go away.
Okay. Because there's a lot of, in the metaphysical world especially, there's a lot of, oh, let's pull all of our stuff out and let's get it and examine it. And it's,
And then you're just left with all that stuff and it's like, what do I do with all that stuff?
Sometimes exactly. Well, now that I've examined all that, let me go out and have a beer. And it's like, okay, so all that shit you've pulled out and it's all on your lawn. Right? And you come back home and you're like, oh, I don't feel like putting that stuff, and it's just all out there.
Yeah.
And so what? So would you be willing to get rid of your limitations even if you didn't know what they were?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Let's do it.
50%?
Yeah.
50%?
50%.
I am.
That's true.
Okay, that's yours.
It's
okay,
weird. Great.
50%.
Yes,
whatever
weird
portion of it at this time, because by the end of the couple of hours, we'll get to a little more than 50%. So whatever portion that you're willing to give up now of the limitations that you have without looking at them, just like gratuitous limitations. You know what I mean? The creme de la creme of the limitations that you can just scream, you know, like the cappuccino, you just take that off the top. to the stuff. Any portion of that that you're willing to get rid of now without having to destroy it and create all that, please. Okay. Right, on Good, Bad, Online, Pod, Pop, Show, Boys, and Beyonds. Okay. And any limitations you're holding on to for somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Oh, see.
Yeah, that's holding and that you feel are the glue of your relationship somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere we've decided that keeping a relationship together is more important than keeping ourselves together.
Mm-hmm. Sí, eso lo suelto ya.
O sea, anyway, that is what we destroy. Marcel has woken up. Buongiorno. All nine, four. Even that, if that relationship is called with our ego, with our alter ego, with our moms, dads, partners, business partners. Okay. Spirit guides, whatever you want to call them. Okay, so everything that is, just trying to create all that.
Yeah, they're like, get rid of it!
Alright. So, any questions up in to this point?
Can we also do past life stuff?
What do you think? What do you get?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You know what we do with these points of creation, and so what we do with these points of creation is we go back in time, even though time doesn't exist, and we destroy them not from like the trunk, or from the branch, or from the leaves, you know, or from the roots.
Okay.
We're asking the energy to go back to the seed. And so the seed is no longer in existence, and so that does not have to exist. And when you do that,
what is the seed?
Same.
Ah, the seed. Ah, okay, la semilla. Ah, okay.
Right. So, so the seed doesn't exist. So if the seed doesn't exist, the roots didn't grow. And if the roots didn't grow, the trunk didn't come. And if the trunk didn't come, neither did the branches or the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all the people who were affected by those roots, that trunk, and those branches, and those leaves. If the seed is not there...
It's very similar. That's what I'm thinking. It's the same,
if the seed is no longer there, then those all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions and considerations that they had based on that seed and that trunk are no longer there either. So not only, every time we do one of these points of creation, not only are we giving this up for ourselves, but 350,000, because that's the number that reads, people also are freed from that particular limitation.
I just love this.
So everywhere we're not willing to free ourselves and others from the limitations of the seeds of unconsciousness that we have perpetuated, planted, and watered, and pulled the weeds. Can we destroy and create
Please.
All that? Okay, great. Sure. Right, on Good, Bad, Online, Pod, Pop, Show, Boys and Beyonds. And if we happen to, and this is just a little wedge in your universe, if we happen to have been the creators of a particular limitation, then it's 3,500,000 people that get free, because we've actually perpetuated that on a much larger scale. So that's pretty sucks, huh? That we, not only do we get free, but other people get free. We do the work, and everyone else gets free. So
that's how it works sometimes.
Somebody's got to do it.
Exactly.
See, exactly. Yeah.
So everything that is okay.
Here we are, hard at work.
That. Yeah. Great.
But if somebody might not be, I mean, that's that freeing, they might not realize. I mean, when in them, would they be still holding on to something? Or one day somebody wakes up, I'm not sure. Like, we are talking on these grand scales.
Right.
So I'm not sure, like, on a more bringing it back to, like, a specific, you know, something, if we're going to let it go, how does it, what if that somebody else is still really holding on to this thought or pattern, or how does it just, does it dissipate a little bit more for them, or is there an example?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm grasping on like a grand level, but I'm not sure.
Absolutely. There's no stupid questions.
Okay, thank you.
A. B, because you have the the vocal capacity or the courage or whatever it is to verbalize something, it may not be yours. It may be someone else saying, you know, whoever's going to pick up this thought and speak it, please do that. So know that you're often speaking something that someone else has. An example of it can be if Sarah Selda was talking about family. So if you had the point of view in your family that, are you the baby? Are you the?
I'm a middle.
You're a middle child. Okay. So that the baby got all the attention when they came along, the younger one, and they took away some of the attention from you. And they, let me stop for 1 second.
Sure.
I'm going to come right back here.
Okay.
What I want to say is that we are much more telepathic than we are or have been willing to admit. So we know that we thought of people and they call, or we think of people and we see them in the street. I mean, you guys live here, so you guys know that more than most people are willing to recognize that is actually, you know, creation. Oh, isn't that a fabulous coincidence? No, you know that happens.
Yeah, that's creation.
It can be. It can be.
Or just telepathy.
Yeah, also, because you, your ability to perceive and know the future or the past and do that. So we're picking up on people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions much more than we know. And I have a question for that that can help with that. So if you're thinking, so that's just. There. So if you're in a family and you're the middle child and you're thinking, this is what you're thinking, and you're trying real hard for that not to be a part of your personality, and the younger one picks up on that and in some way is trying to compensate in their adult life for you having been short-sighted for her, so she's always trying to, you know, give you something. And you go to yoga, meditation, or access class, whatever, and give up that point of view. Right? All of a sudden, in the younger one's universe, there's a bit of freedom in dealing with you that opens up a new possibility for your relationship, and they're, it's just different. It's just different.
Yeah.
And so one of the you know, smaller, let's say not the main one, mantras of access is be you and change the world. Because in changing your vibration, you change the vibration of the people around you or the way that they interact with you.
Yes.
And many people may go away. And that's some of the stuff we were talking about before. You know, a lot of people, you know, just are not interested in that new vibration or that more being more you, because they can manipulate you less, they can control you less, they can, you know what I mean? So it's also a possibility that that being removed from the world of that younger sibling could be discomforting, because in some way they were able to control you with that. You know what I mean? So they can recreate that in their universe. Okay, something's missing here. I don't have this charge anymore. Let me say something that will try and, you know, get her goat again and get her feeling. You know that expression, to get someone's goat? It means let me instigate her. Somehow, let me just jab her somewhere because she doesn't seem to have any more charge on this. There's no charge on this anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, mommy bought this for me. Oh, that's so lovely. I'm so happy she bought it for you. What do you mean? Normally you say, where's mine?
You know? Yeah.
So, yeah, she said she was going to buy it for you, but she said, you know, since I'm the baby. you know what? I bought something for you too. What? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, actually, she gave me also her diamond ring. The one you really wanted, and the one you've always said you want. You know what I mean? So they'll keep going
until they get that.
Unless it's just not there anymore.
Unless
it's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
So when that happens,
Is
everyone following what we're talking about here? Yeah. Okay. So when that happens, because that the more you get clear of stuff, it's very interesting the dynamics that begin to change with people. Some people will be happy for you when you, because they're seeing this exuberant expression of life that you be. And some people will be jockeying for their position in your life because they're not sure what that is.
Yeah, because they built an identity around.
Exactly.
And that's scary for them to let that go unless. So that, I guess that's where I was, the original question is, what if those other people aren't ready? Like, maybe it's loosened up a little bit because right. I'm not in that space anymore, but maybe they're not aware yet.
Right. And you will
encounter that. I just got to keep walking my path of exuberance.
A lot. And well, you know, there's choice. Uh-huh. Everyone has choice, and we don't want to take their choice away.
Yeah.
But what you do in Be You and Change the World is about you inviting them by who you be to another possibility. Mm-hmm. And they have a choice.
Yeah.
And you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we can keep ourselves really small in order to fit into the box
mm-hmm.
that is really comfortable for so many people
mm-hmm.
around us.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can open up the box and invite them to see a different reality and also be an allowance of their choice not to do that.
Yeah,
and you know what? That allowance of their choice not to do that is a further invitation to them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere where we are not willing to be the invitation to be the change, as Gandhi said, that we want to see in the world,
mm-hmm.
And to vibrate from that without convincing, without judging, without having a point of view as to whether or not they choose that,
uh-huh.
and without going into superiority,
yes.
of knowing what would be best for somebody yeah. else. Everywhere we're not willing to be that invitation. Can we destroy and uncreate
yes.
all that right now?
Yeah,
okay. That's okay. Right, well, so, okay. So what's coming up for people? What's coming up for you?
I'm feeling lighter.
Okay, cool. Is anyone else feeling a little differently than when we sat down?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, great. Okay. So, okay. So, Be You and Change the World is a slightly different than Be the Change You Want to See in the World, because it's really talking about the vibration mm-hmm. that you be. And the more you work with these questions, and this is what Jackie was saying, this mantra, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory, 10 times in the morning, as soon as you wake up, before you even open your eyes, 10 times before you go to bed, right before you close your eyes, 60 days, your vibration changes.
Mm-hmm.
It changes. Okay?
For 60 days, 2 months then.
For 60 days, right.
You 60 can, days. See,
yeah,
okay.
2 months, yeah. You can say it more than that.
Well, I've been saying it since I did it.
Of course.
You can say it, right, and you can say it more than 10 times a day. Right? I mean, you know.
I did already for a month or two.
What happened with me was I moved to Italy, and after 5 years, I got tons and tons of friends in Italy. And after 5 years of, you know, lots of great times with a lot of great people, and at the end of the night cleaning up the glasses just to avoid the boredom of the normal conversations that go on that it just bore you to tears. And I came from New York. I'm born in Boston, but I was living in New York, where you have access. You can do, you know, yoga any time of day. You can
mm-hmm.
go to this channel or that channel. You know, you could do, I mean, it's a little bit like here. You know, you can, there's just abondance. No, there's
mm-hmm.
this... to where, it's not that it wasn't there, but I wasn't also seeking it out. And she knows she's lived in Rome. And I was like, something's got to change. Because from the outside, you know, we all look completely, totally, you know, happy and adjusted. And you know, what could possibly be wrong in your life? You live in paradise. You mm-hmm. live in the jungle. You don't have a 9-to-5. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone from the outside, of course, looks at you guys and is like, you know,
mm-hmm.
come on, if you've got a problem, you really need to get over it. You need to get your head shrunk. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I learned it literally on it. It has nothing to do with where you are. It's mm-hmm. it's where you mm-hmm. be. That
worse.
Is, yeah, that is, okay. that is important. So, changing that vibration is amazing, and it just is about giving these tools, is about giving you more access to you and finding out really what you like and who you are, even if you have no idea who that is and willing
mm-hmm.
to do that. So
mm-hmm.
a couple of and we have mumbling from the woman laying on the floor. Did you want to say something?
You,
yeah.
What I've been picking up, like hearing you, is also like from something that you said, I make a clearing on me at the same time.
Mm.
It's
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. How long ago did you do the classes with us?
I was in October. September, I got to Rome.
Last year?
Yeah, last year.
So a year ago. Okay.
Pretty much.
Cool. Awesome. Okay.
What else is possible?
What else is possible? That's cool. So the, I don't know if you want, I mean, Herselda's been working with the tools of access on herself. And maybe, do you need something?
I'm going to go outside and get some water.
I would love some water, too.
I want this coffee that I'm like
I would love some water, too.
Okay, like that, too.
Well, not me, I don't know what help.
I have water here, if you would like.
Some cup.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any comments, observations, or something coming up for anybody? Because if it's coming up, if it's in your brain, it could be somebody else's that they're not willing to say. So definitely, please feel free to say whatever.
Well, there's so many stuff that are in my mind right now that I don't know if I'm getting mine and everybody's messages.
Glasses.
I guess what the comment you were talking about in relationships and how we stick in things almost, well, whether it's an ego thing or also for the other person, because, I mean, I've noticed that, and that's been a cycle for me, is sticking in a relationship because I don't want to hurt the other person.
Right.
But yet, like, I'm not living
right
to my fullest potential. I'm holding myself down, which therefore is holding him down, or it's manifest in other realms, but that really... When you had said that, I was like, ding.
Really, really reads.
Yeah.
You know, so I was saying that, you know, 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I had sort of said, okay, something's got to change, something else. There's got to be something else. You know, otherwise, this reality isn't really cool with me. There's got to be something else. So I started, you know, I had no money. You know, I sort of borrowed some money, and I went to this Deepak Chopra conference of 2 days, and then the same month a gal came taught me the bars and foundation, which at the time there's lots of different courses you can do with Access, but there is also a if you want to become a facilitator teacher, there's a bars class of 1 day, 2 day foundation, 2 day level 1. So she, at the time, bars and foundation were together, and she's one of my best friends who used to live in Italy and moved and came and taught me that. So so it was amazing and immediate, making the demand and having all this stuff show up. And she came and she gifted me these classes.
Yeah.
And there was some resistance in the world around me, my husband. And I sort of said, you know what? I'm going to have more of me, and I'm really sorry and I hope that doesn't, you know, destroy our relationship, but I've got to have more of me no matter what. And so he's pretty smart, my husband, so he took about 2 seconds to say, oh, what are you kidding? I love having the resident witch in my house, or something like this, you know. So this was his immediate reaction, but it really is about also demanding that. So we all get to that point, and this stuff is like so right to the point without any judgment that it's not really for everyone, because we do create a whole bunch of stuff in our lives so that we don't have to look at stuff. You know, we put mirrors at angles and put some smoke there. I mean, and we work hard on that. So, you know, to get rid of that, it's like, well, sure, I paid all this money for the mirrors. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The smoke. You know how much that smoke costs?
You're not really gonna burn it down now? What?
So, there's, you know, anyway, that's it. So I wanted to give you guys a couple of questions and talk a little bit about judgment. Because our point of view, and we wanted to talk a little bit about relationship, money. I don't know what
I don't know.
Bodies.
This morning,
what are we talking about this morning? Bodies, money. You can choose.
We are talking
bodies,
already.
Money, relationship. So I'm going to talk about judgments, because that's
money.
Where.
Money.
Okay, great.
Relationship.
Okay, and who? Just to know who is staying for the afternoon. Just so that,
me.
Okay.
I unfortunately cannot.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
So what? So you would? We'll do what you would like to talk. We'll address one of the two of the things that you said.
All
this
of these
morning.
Sound pretty great. I'd love to investigate a little
but
deeper. Relationship.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. As well. Okay.
How do you say determinisms? ahora no.
La terminis.
Determinismos, de eso vamos a hablar.
Determinations.
Determinations. Determinismos.
Did I say that?
No.
No. What, what you said?
I'm not
determinations.
Sure.
That's why I said whatever. Exactly. You're trying to say it on that now.
So everywhere where you need to, demand. That's what I said. To make a demand on yourself.
How can I change that?
Is it, because that's about a little bit how we create, and you talked about creating before, is to make a demand on yourself, which is about, no matter what it takes, I'm going to change this in my life.
Okay, dame un toque. No importa.
Whoever has to disappear, whatever I have to become, whoever has to enter into
my
life.
No matter what it takes.
This is going to change.
This is going to change.
And only you know what that this is. You know what I mean? I'm no longer going to daydream my life away. I'm no longer not going to be present. I'm no longer going to, you know, watch pornography or whatever that is.
That's so
you know.
Funny. Last night, I talked to somebody and I said, you know what? I really like you. I really take care of you. But I really can't sleep with you every night because I need this time for myself.
Right. Uh-huh.
When I have the time, I'll visit you.
Yeah.
So I need to meditate. I want to meditate. I want time for myself. I can't be just working and be spending my energy with you. I have other things that I need to spend the energy with.
Sure.
For me. This is super funny.
Right.
And I'm really not afraid of losing anything.
That's
tell me your name again.
Molly.
Oh, can you just remind me kindness in terms of relationship, please?
Yes.
I'm not kind.
No, I just want to go back to it. So I just want to in terms of
I am a witch.
In terms of creating what you were talking about before, so when we want to create something in our lives, the main way we do that is through demanding, no matter what it takes, this is going to change, right? And then asking a question. So demand, question, and then the third element is choice, right? So the demand is that, no matter what it takes, I'm going to have this in my life. No matter what it takes, I'm going to change this in my life. No matter what it takes, this is going to be more present or this is not going to be present. So that's making a demand on yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And then question, what would it take? That's the question. Not how, not why. Why don't I have this? Or how do I get this? Mm-hmm. What would it take for more of this to show up in my life? And, you know, we were talking, joking inside. I'm not going to say anything that you have to write down. I'm joking inside about, you know, this 7% of the brain, you know, that we use maybe. Mm-hmm. And that another 93%, the universe, God, Allah, Buddha, you know, all of that, Mother Nature, is just waiting to gift us. Has a lot of knowledge, a lot of that we have access to if we would allow that 7% to just take a little bit of a rest. We've been working that 7% of our minds over time. It's like steam coming out, you know what I mean? If we would give that a little bit of a rest sometime. So with these questions, when I say demand, question, just let it sit there, out there, send it out, and allow it to show up in ways you couldn't even possibly imagine. And so when you ask that question, what would it take for more of this to show up in my life? What would it take for me to find someone who is vibrationally compatible with me? Jack, what would it take to find someone who is vibrationally compatible with me? Feel the energy of that. And then you can say, and everything that doesn't allow that to show up, I destroy and I create, you know, without even knowing what that is. Without even knowing everything that doesn't allow that to show up, without even knowing what all of those little elements are, it doesn't allow that to show that Catholicism that I bought 3 lives ago, you know, when I was carrying Jesus on the cross, and, you know, I mean, whatever that shit is, that doesn't, you know, and they were throwing stones at me, and I said, you know what, I'm kind of, you know, I mean, whatever that is, everything that doesn't allow that to show up, and when I was Magdalena, and they wouldn't let me keep my, you know, second, you know, all that stuff, you know, so everything that doesn't allow that to show up, destroy it and create, okay, right, and you can also say,
I can't believe you just said that, really,
And you can also say, because it's not about the words, it's about the vibration. Mm-hmm. So you can just let it go. Yeah. let it go. Let it out. So you can also say all that weird stuff that Cass or whatever her name was saying. You can say that.
And it will come back.
And the energy of that, the vibration of that, comes back.
Absolutely.
That stuff she was saying when we were sitting there in the jungle and peeing out in the open. because when you say, what would it take, there is an energy that comes up. And without putting words to it, because that's what, you know, we've always been taught from the third grade on, you got to have the answer, you got to have the answer, come up with the answer. What are you taking so long? Why didn't you respond? You must be lying because you don't have the answer. So we've been taught to have the answer.
See.
Okay, so everywhere we've been taught to have the answer, which has unlearned us the knowing that we naturally have. Can we destroy and uncreate all that in all those places where we've been trying to find the answer instead of just accessing our knowing?
Yeah.
Okay, and accessing the abundance of the universe that is so willing to give to us. Okay, right. I'm good, bad, all night, pop, short, poison, and so there's a vibration that comes up when we ask that. And when you encounter, going about your life, that vibration, follow that for a second until it no longer is that vibration, and then choose differently. So when we're talking about the third element, which is choice, choosing where to go, with whom to be, what phone call to make, what class to take, what direction to go in, where to stop and have your coffee, based on that vibration, based on the answer, energetic answer that the universe already gave you, immediately, as soon as you ask the question. Okay? Having that show up in your life, exactly, somebody vibrationally compatible, may take a minute in this contextual reality, you know, time, because may have to, you know, knock somebody over the head, move some barrel out the way, and, you know, I mean, you know, things, you know, we do have physical things around us that may take that time. However, the more you are being you, the more you are demanding that show up in your life, the more you are questioning what would it take for that to happen, and the more you are choosing your reality based on who you be and what energies match or contribute to that, the more you'll see the magnitude of choices that are available to you that work. So everything that comes up with that, and everything that doesn't allow that to show up, the destroy and create all that. Okay, right, one good, bad element, pop, show, poison, neons. So I want to give you guys these two amazing questions before we talk a little bit about relationship. Do we need to take a little pause?
No. I would like a pee.
Okay.
So
one of the questions that I wanted to give you is, how does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this?
Maybe chocolate things.
And in text messages, you know, that I send with people that I've given this to, or that people that are practicing ask this, it's HDIGABTT. So, you know, it's like all these. How does it get any better than this or than that? And it's a question. And all these questions you're asking the universe, the energy of a question opens. Mm-hmm. And the energy of an answer closes. It just it's almost like a chemical reaction somehow in an energetic reaction. So when you ask, how does it get any better than this? Every time something quote-unquote bad happens, every time something good happens, asking how does it get any better than this, you're asking the universe, show me how it gets any better than this. So you find a dime. How does it get any better than this? And this actually happened to a woman in one of the founder of Access is a guy called Gary Douglas, who has done
Hi, Gary.
Everything from, you know, he was a trained in psychology, but he's done everything from, the mountains of Tibet to the, he didn't do the Hare Krishnas, I don't think, but he did do cults and churches and religions and all kinds of stuff. And so he actually started getting the information about the bars through channeling because he had demanded to be able to channel. And there's a woman, we were doing a class, and there's a woman that came to an introductory class, and he gave this question, how does it get any better than this? So she goes out, the woman, and she finds a dime, and she picks it up, and she's like, okay, how does it get any better than this? Okay. So she's going to, get on the subway. This is in New York, he did the class, and she's going to get on the subway, and she finds $10. Wow, how's it get any better than this? So she doesn't go on the subway, she takes a taxi home. And she gets out of her, at her house, and she sees something sparkling in the gutter, and she picks it up, and it's a diamond. She says, mm-hmm. What does she say?
Well, that it's,
how she does says, it doesn't get any better than this. And magic, of course, stops. So everywhere where we have created magic and generated magic and recognized magic in our lives and where we are stopping the magic with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions and doubts, and fears and anything else, or allowing other people to stop the magic by telling people who we know don't believe in magic. Everywhere where we're doing that in our lives, stopping the magic instead of contributing to the magic, can we destroy and uncreate all that? Okay, yeah. Right. Good, bad, all men, pod, pox,
shit, oh, my mother nuts. Goes in Latina. I'm so sorry, but she is. So,
how does it get any better than this to continue the magic? And when something happens, oh, I'm sorry you traveled 3 hours to get here, but we've sold your room because you got in late. How does it get any better than this? Okay, so this one was getting at a hotel in Paris. This happened to her. She gets there, and they due to an error in booking. How does it get any better than this? She said, and the guy said, what? And she said, how does it get any better than this? And a second question: what else is possible? Well, I mean, the room is not there, ma'am. You told me that. And how does it get any better than this? Well, wait a minute. Let me get my manager. So he goes and gets the manager, and she says, I'm sorry, ma'am. Due to an error in booking the manager. She said, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? He says, he's looking in the computer. He says, listen, I know you're in for 3 nights. I mean, tonight we just have the presidential suite available. I mean, I can give you that for the rate you were going to pay, and then move you into the other room the next night. And she was like... What else is possible? They sent her a bottle of champagne to the room as well. So, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? I'm telling you, I've got so many examples. And of people that call me and say, those three questions, and that's cool. You can work with the mantra. Those two questions and change your life. Even the mantra can change your life. Either one of those questions. Really, every moment. I wanted to give you guys something. That I think I said this to you, that it took me a real long time to start asking questions. No, I think I gave it to Fred. And how do you ask more questions in your life? Well, anytime it passes your mind, just to say, how many questions have I asked this hour or in this 5 minutes? When's the last time I asked a question, and what question could I ask right now that would move that stuff for me? That's pretty easy, right? That would transform something for me. Because questions really do breathe a life into stuff that is, yesterday we the water went out. The water went out. I go into the bathroom and wee because I'm not in my jungle woman mode yet. And so, and as I'm in the bathroom, she says, what was that noise? And I said, what noise? And she said, I just heard something as if the electricity went out. And so I test the electricity. It has gone out. So we've got a dinner planned tomorrow night. We've got the class today. So we're all the way on the bike before we start to ask a question. So we have a choice, and you always have a choice. When something happens, when let's say it as it is, when the shit starts piling up, you have a choice. You can go into question, or you can go into judgment and condemnation and answer. So, okay, what question can I ask here that would get this moving? How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? So we're asking those questions riding down the hill.
¿Qué pregunta? What question?
What question could I ask here?
Could I ask here?
That would transform or change this situation. Or any way you want to say that that works for you. The way I say it, I'm working with the tools of access quite a long time. The way I say it is, what question am I refusing to ask or be that I truly could ask or be? That if I would ask or be it, would change all realities and non-realities and manifest as total consciousness, total awareness, and a completely different reality. I mean, that's the way I ask it. You don't have to ask it that way.
We can figure it out.
You can absolutely just say, what question can I ask here? Simply. Okay? So everything that does not allow us to be the vibration of a question, because that I talk about asking questions, but really, the more questions you ask, the more you become the vibration of a question, and that question affects everyone you come in contact with. And they start questioning, and when people start questioning, the molecules start moving, and infinite possibilities can show up. They really can. So we'll talk a little bit more about that also in different areas of our life in the afternoon. But I do want to talk a little bit about relationship. Yeah. So,
Can I ask one?
You can ask them. Questions.
Do you find it's more potent to ask out loud the words, or do you keep it internal, or both? I suppose when you're asking questions,
right.
Do you?
So the both.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to say that one of the point of view of access is that we are infinite beings, and as infinite beings, we perceive everything. Perception is like the wind. When you can, you know, what we call perception is feeling. I've got a feeling that something, you know, is not right here. We perceive everything.
Mm-hmm.
We know everything. We have access to that knowledge. We be everything, because if the, you know, probably, I'm assuming you probably all believe in either parallel universes or reincarnation or something like this. I'm not sure what the heck I believe in, but...
I don't know.
There's nothing we haven't been or done in some existence, lifetime, or another, or not being and doing.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we've been, you know, obviously children, because we've also presumably been that in this lifetime as well. But we've been women, we've been men, we've been raped, we've been rapists, we've been pedophiles, we've enjoyed that. We've been witches, we've been warlocks, we've been everything. You know, doctors, lawyers, cooking bakers, you know, all of that. So that's what I mean by be. This everything, and we receive everything infinitely. Receiving is something that we, as let's say, healers, I think I could probably say that, do with less ease, because we're always gifting to other people and giving to other people and trying to bring everybody along, you know, with us. So everywhere we've been doing that and not opening to our infinite capacity to receive, let's destroy and uncreate. Any portion of that you're willing to destroy and uncreate, okay? So we be everything. So, or we've been everything. So we couldn't have a judgment about something unless we've been there or done that. So every time you perceive yourself having a judgment, know that something about that you've been and done before. And what you can say is PODPOC, PODPOC, everywhere I've been and done that. PODPOC just means point of destruction, point of creation. PODPOC that. And we're just saying, can we just cancel that? So you start a sentence and you're like, you know what she said to me when I said to her, that, you know what, podpock that. Just cancel. Just restart. Restart. Podpock. Okay? So, the thing about us, let's say healers, and Access talks about two different types of species on the planet, one being humans, and one being humanoids. I mean, of course, we're all human beings.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's a moment to create a distraction. We're all human beings. But there's you know, sort of discovered, Gary discovered this once in talking to this woman on a plane. You ever encounter someone and start talking to them, and there is a level of density in their universe where you just know that they are totally not receiving you. They just can't even hear you, mm-hmm. you know? So these are people who are in constant judgment all the time of everything and everyone around them. And they're sure that they're not judging. They're just sure that they're right and they know what is. They're people that usually try to keep the status quo, maintain the status quo, not learn something new, new techniques, new anything. Usually are working in the same job for all of their life, are really happy to go home, watch television, sit on the couch and drink a beer, and always telling you, you would be fine if you'd just come down off of that cloud and get a real job. And, you know, so we all know, we all at least have okay.
Yeah.
somebody in our life.
Yeah,
when
are you going to stop doing that?
Humans. Humanoids are people who are always looking to change things, always looking for a new way of doing it, always looking to improve something. Usually are the ones that get a job, learn how to do it the way everyone else is doing it, then invent a new way to do it, and you know, and then the colleagues usually say to them, would you just stop trying to show us up by doing this new way? Can't you just do it the way you've always done it? So, and are always in judgment of themselves. And think always that their observation of others are judgments. So everywhere you've had what is considered a negative observation, like, that guy is really acting like an asshole.
Yeah.
And you thought that was a judgment. Because you're not saying that guy is an asshole. He's acting like an asshole. That's an observation. So humanoids always think they're judging when they're observing, and the only one that they judge in continuation is themselves. Mm-hmm. So does that... Okay, read. It's not about making humans wrong and humanoids great. It's about stopping judging yourself for not being those solid blocks like them and doing it the way everyone else does it all the time. So, it's like cows and horses. Humanoids are the horses. Cows aren't bad. Love cows. Give
they
great
milk.
Mm-hmm. Right? Beautiful animals. But you would never ask a cow to jump over fences. And you never want to get on a cow's back and start, you know, at the, you know what I mean? Just like you'd never ask a horse to lay around all day and go moo.
And give milk.
Exactly. They're born in the same areas. They're both animals, eat the same stuff. They're just different. Okay? So it's not about judging others. It's just about stopping judging yourselves. Because you know when you enter into someone's universe. And the thing about humanoids is we try to fit in sometimes. So we duplicate the density of those other people's universes. And this brings us
back. So you mean that we are horses and they're cows?
Yeah. So this brings us...
I'm the Corsair.
He's the stallion, and you're the mare. And so this brings us back to being telepathic. So we pick up and segues into relationships. We pick up the density and the judgments in other people's worlds. And we think that they're ours. And this fourth question...
Can you repeat it, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. We pick up, we intercept, we telepathically access the judgments, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and judgments
okay.
that go on in other people's heads.
Okay.
We pick up the thoughts, feelings, emotions, and judgments that go on in other people's heads. Not to mention, and we'll talk about this a little bit in the afternoon, all the shit we pick up from their bodies and put into mm-hmm. our bodies. So so these tools are really great to stop doing that, and like I said from the beginning, to give us more access to us.
Okay,
without judging them. Without judging them, but because as these cosmic sponges, if you will, and desirous of always helping others and giving to others and gifting to others, we are taking stuff out of people's bodies, and we'll talk about that later, but also the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that we're taking out. If we're not conscious of that that's what we're doing, then we make ourselves wrong for having that. There's So everywhere we've been doing that and not willing to recognize that we're doing that, can we destroy and uncreate all that right now?
Okay. Yeah.
Right, on good, bad, all night, pod, pock, show, poison, neurons. Not only do we pick them up, but we also send them into other people's heads, okay? So this is what we were talking about when you see people and you run into people a little bit, right? So as humanoids, we would never really have a judgment of anyone. Okay? So if you could do this exercise for 3 days that I'm about to give you, you will, at the end of these 3 days, have more peace and have more of you and have more clarity than you've ever had in your life. And you can't do it wrong, so don't worry, okay? For every thought, feeling, and emotion, every judgment that comes into your mind, which is about 3 billion a day, right? Mm-hmm. Ask the question, who does this belong to? Every thought, feeling, emotion, and judgment that comes into your head, who does this belong to? If when you ask it, it lightens up, meaning it goes away, it becomes less present, less intense, then it wasn't yours. Now here we go again with this, you know, do I flush the toilet immediately or do I examine the shit to see how much corn, how many peas, how many, exactly what was in the shit, you know. Do you need to know who the thought belonged to? No. Okay. If you need to know who the thought belonged to, then you stick yourself with that, okay? Just to get rid of it. Because what the beauty in getting in doing this exercise, so this is how it usually works for people, right? And you can do it 3 days and then do it more days and then, you know. The first day, you'll remember to do it for about 10 minutes. Then dusk will come and you'll be like, shit, wasn't I supposed to be doing something today? Uh-huh. Oh man, I was supposed to be asking that question. Uh-huh. For every thought, and then you do it for another 20 minutes. And then who does this belong to? Yeah,
for 10 minutes a day.
No, throughout, as much
para
as you can.
Cada pensiero, emoción,
every time I'm judging or...
Which is about 24/7. Every thought that comes into your head, is this mine? Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to, right? So what happens is, so that's the way the first day goes by. You'll remember to do it for 10 minutes, maybe 20, maybe 30. Okay. And then hours will go by, and then you'll remember to do it again. That's the first day. The second day, you'll do it for about 20 minutes. Then a couple hours will go by, you'll do it for another 20 minutes, a couple hours go by, you'll do it for another 20 minutes, you know. That'll go the second day. About halfway through the third day, you'll realize that you don't have any thoughts, that you don't have any judgments going through your head, and the quiet that you find in your mind mirrors, while you've got your eyes open and you're walking, will be similar to something that you maybe find occasionally in meditation. And it's a real level of peace. And then you start hearing you and seeing who you are. And it's really quite amazing. And the recognition that that stuff that was going on in your head wasn't yours is so freeing. You don't have to judge you for a thought that wasn't really pleasant, that wasn't yours. You were just picking it up from someone else, you know? And what, you know, sometimes what happens is you're standing in line for the movies or something like that, and you respond to a question that somebody didn't really ask out loud. They just asked it in their head. Yeah. And you'll be like, oops, sorry. So being aware that you do that and being aware that you send it to people. So the question is, who does this belong to? We'll come back a little bit to that, who does this belong to, in the afternoon also, because sometimes there are other people's thoughts. Sometimes it's the earth asking us for something. Sometimes, you know.
So, sometimes it is your stuff.
And sometimes it is your stuff. So what you do with that. So you have a question?
I know.
Go ahead.
No, well, it's not a question. I think it's something I know.
It's a lot of information. And this is just an introduction, of just giving you a little bit of tasters on stuff and some tools that you could start using in your life. And I do want to do the energy pull and the bars thing, so just make sure we have 20 minutes or something before.
Yeah.
A cookie. Okay, awesome. Okay. So, relationships, right? The more we have... Did you want to ask a question? Or do you want your cookie first? She's like, I'll ask it later. The more we have of ourselves, the more of us we have to gift to someone else. Right? Mm-hmm. And when we talk about relationship and access, we talk about intimacy and sex. And define it, really, just to simply for the reason of having a whole scope of what we're talking about. Because normally when we talk about sex, we're talking about one thing. And we talk about intimacy, we sort of think we're talking about sex at the same time. And we don't really have a vocabulary that is as... a verbal vocabulary that is as ample as our as relationships can be. So when we talk about intimacy, I think she has a book that talks about this, a book called Sex is Not a Four-Letter Word, but Relationship Often Is. Mm. A four-letter word is a swear word, a curse word, a blasphemy, paralacha.
Or whoever wanted, I have
it. Paralacha.
When we're talking about intimacy, we have to first have an intimate relationship with ourselves mm-hmm. before we can have it with someone else. And intimacy talks about honoring ourselves, which means to never treat ourselves with disregard mm-hmm. and disrespect. So you might want to write that down, honor ourselves.
Intimacy
and the five elements of intimacy. One, the first element being honor. And honor is to not treat with disregard or disrespect. So, Sylvia was saying before that in order to be in order to honor herself, she had to. Mm-hmm. Give herself the space to do what she does that honors her, which is her meditation, which is her things. And being in such close proximity with this other person did not allow her to honor herself. Mm-hmm. So before she could honor him, she had to first honor herself so that she had more of her to give to him.
Is what I told him, actually.
And that may seem, initially to him, I'm using him as an example, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean him to, as being unkind, mm-hmm. but it's the greatest kindness she could possibly mm-hmm. give to herself mm-hmm. and then consequently to him.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kindness that you wanted me to remind you about?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, there's another element of it. And please remind me of again when we finish these five elements of intimacy. So... honor trust. Mm-hmm. Trusting yourself. That, which is not about blind trust. It's not about hoping that you'll do something in the way you think it would be best to do that thing. It's about trusting that you'll probably do it the way you've always done it. Let the laundry pile up a mile high before you wash it. You know what I mean? Leave the toothpaste cap off the toothpaste. You know what I mean? Have sex with that guy when you see him because he really turned you on. Even though, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, not, okay, I don't shouldn't have sex with him because it's really bad for me and no. Trust myself not to have sex with him. Mm-hmm. That's, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Okay. So in trusting ourselves, it's a kindness and a gentleness with ourselves as well. And in trusting someone else is not also expecting them to do and be who you think they should be and what you think they should do. It's trusting that they will more than likely, you can be pleasantly surprised, mm-hmm. because there's always that possibility. But that's the trust is sort of what we're talking about. And to be an allowance, which is the third element of intimacy, to be an allowance of yourself, which is to never judge yourself.
To be an allowance.
Mm. And allowance is a very interesting mm-hmm. word because it does not exist in the Latin languages.
So, it's yeah, like, that's why I don't understand.
It's right. not judging yourself.
Es estar en alineamiento con todo.
It's okay. The closest that the Latin languages come to it is to permit. Permission.
Sí, un poco fue lo que pensé.
Exactly. However, in permission, there is an upper hand somewhere. Somebody is a permitting, yeah. exactly, giving or taking or yeah. something permission. Allowance is to let things be as they are without judging them. Allowance, the best definition of allowance that I can give you is that everything.
Sin juzgar. Dejar las cosas ser sin juzgar.
Juzgar. I like
judging.
It. Yeah.
Juzgar. Dejar las cosas ser sin juzgar.
Exactly. And the best definition I can give you is that everything is just an interesting point of view.
Todo.
Todo es simplemente un interesante punto de vista. Everything is just an interesting point of view. So to be an allowance of yourself, wow. Isn't it interesting that I did that?
It came to me like the little piece I have about what is consciousness. Would be nice
do you know?
To read it.
Do you have that?
I bring it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. So we'll come back to allowance when she gets back with her definition of what consciousness is. So to honor, to trust, to be an allowance, to be grateful. Mm-hmm. Gratitude is mm-hmm. the fourth element of intimacy, and to be grateful for the things that we have in our lives, to be grateful for ourselves in our lives, to be grateful for the people that are in our lives while they're in our lives, for the amount of time that they're in our lives without any expectation of tomorrow. That's gratitude. Gratitude is not a doing, it's a being. It's a state of being. And the fifth element of, I'll tell you in 1 second. Do you want to tell us about allowance?
What consciousness? Mm-hmm. Consciousness is the ability to be present in your life in every moment without judgment of you or anyone else. It is the ability to receive everything, reject nothing, and create everything you desire in life. And more. Great and even greater than you currently have and you can imagine.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And allowance is about being an allowance when you go into judgment. Mm-hmm. As opposed to judging you for judging. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is that amazing vicious circle. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, let's talk about it. You know what? I just went into judgment. And you know, it's so interesting that I went into judgment. No, it's not. It mm-hmm. was just what you did in that mm-hmm. 10 seconds and move on. Mm-hmm. No, I want to talk about it because I'd like to examine the shit. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So let's spend 20 hours talking about the judgment as opposed to choosing something else. Mm-hmm. It's just
what
really, it's just amazing. So the fifth element of intimacy. My favorite is vulnerability. Which I gotta tell you, I'm not really sure. I've got an idea of what it's about now. An idea. But I gotta tell you that it's really amazing. This vulnerability. Vulnerability being like the open wound. Every time I do one of these intros or teach a class or take a class and I hear this stuff and every time I get another piece and I you know, so it's a gifting and receiving. So thank you guys again. Vulnerability is like being in the open wound. Vulnerability is never putting up a barrier to who you are. To be vulnerable with ourselves is to be in allowance of ourselves with all of the, you know, the quirks, that the all of that, you know, and to you know, the thing about vulnerability is that for some reason we've been really well taught that we have to defend ourselves, that we have to put up this facade, that we have to, that somewhere there's this big bear of something, you know what I mean, that's going to come and that we have to, you know what I mean, and even when we're in a safe environment.
The masculine principle.
Okay. So everywhere we've identified and justified all the reasons why we should or shouldn't be vulnerable, completely vulnerable, and we've barricaded ourselves in with the barriers that we've constructed around us so that no one can see in and that we can't see out either. Can we destroy and create all that?
Yeah.
Okay, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys, and beyonds. Because truly, the best defense is no barriers, all the barriers down. Because if you've got no barriers up, you see everything. Anything coming, you see it. And you can step to the side if it's not something you're interested in. Step this way. You know, you feel that, you see those martial artists when they're working, right, when they're doing that, that they're just like the wind. They bend with the leaves and the vulnerability of a leaf to bend with the wind. And anyway, so that's it about intimacy. So these life situations that we talk about and that, you know, the fear of being hurt by someone. I mean, what can happen? They could kill our bodies, but can they really kill us? You know? Or can they just kill the idea that we had of us? And wouldn't we want to, you know, reward them for doing that?
That's like the best medicine to, like, actually...
Okay. So everything that does not allow us to have the intimacy with ourselves that would be an invitation for the intimacy with someone else. Let's destroy and uncreate all that. Okay. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, short, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. Any questions on that?
Yeah, just a little bit more like the trust in yourself. But when you say that, do you mean trust in yourself even if you make a decision that you, that might not be good for you?
Mm-hmm.
What can you explain that?
I would love to. Thank you for asking that, because there's this muscle testing stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a place in our bodies. Our bodies are these amazing things, and we know that a bit, where the truth resonates. How it resonates in our body is different for everybody. You know, I've had a girlfriend that for years we were working with this, and she was like, I never know when it's a yes or a no, etc. And then finally, she got this, like, itching on her calf, on her, what do you call it, the shin. And she was like, when it's a yes, I get, like, this itching on my shin. You know, she was so excited. I was so excited for her. I don't get anything on my shin. I get it here. A lot of people get it here. But that's, you know, she had probably blocked herself off, barricaded herself so much that she wasn't letting anything come here.
Yeah.
So the easiest it could do is get
something
on her shin.
Non-threatening.
Okay. So anywhere where we have blocked off all the messages that the universe tries to send us so well that it has to send carrier pigeons. Can we destroy and uncreate all that and open our door and let the answers come through the front door as opposed to on the roof at sundown? Message from the pigeon. Yes. Okay, yes. On the third Sunday. Okay. So, so trust. So, yes. Resonates somewhere in your body, and does anyone know where that is in their body? Do you feel? Does anyone know when you ask a question where yes resonates in your body? It's okay if you don't, because if you don't,
for me, I feel like it's somewhere in here that I get the sensation.
And what happens to you?
It's like I either get a sensation, if it's not good for me, I get a little anxiety, mm-hmm. but it feels like anxiety to
okay.
me.
Okay, cool. And you, what were you saying?
My fifth chakra.
Mm-hmm. Which is with the yes. throat. When it's yes, what happens? Yeah.
I feel like an inner smile.
Mm-hmm.
In
cool.
here.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... do you have anything that goes on in your body that you're aware of, that you're conscious of? Because there's stuff going on in your body.
Sure.
Period. And everything that doesn't allow us to feel all of that and be comfortable with that and just observe it without judging it. It's destroying and create as much as we're willing and able to destroy and create right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, show, boys and beyond. There's a couple mm-hmm. of ways that I facilitate people in... opening up that door, and you can work with this, and the more you work with it, I didn't feel anything, you know, and so I worked with it a lot, and then I was just so happy, you know, that I get it now, and sometimes you get, not necessarily false readings, but nothing happens, and it's like, maybe it's the wrong question, and we could talk a little bit more about that, but one way is to say three things, two of which you know are a lie, mm-hmm. and one that you know is true.
Mm-hmm.
And keep doing that exercise.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I've got a crystal glass in my hand. I've got a styrofoam cup in my hand. I've got a pencil in my hand. Okay. My name is Cass. My name is Sarah. My name is John. My body, don't say I am because who knows where the hell you might be really energetically,
yeah.
but my body is sitting in a gazebo at the moment in Costa Rica. My body is on a plane to Paris. My body is, you know, on, you know. So those kinds of things. And write them out and just keep playing with them. And the same ones, give yourself again and again. And just be aware of everything going on in your body. And what you can say is, everything that does not allow me to perceive, know.
Everything that does not
allow me to perceive, know. Be and receive. Everything about this mm-hmm. that I have been refusing to perceive. No. Be and receive. I now destroy and uncreate. That's a demand. I now destroy and uncreate. And you can add anything in there when I now open myself up to the abundant messages of the universe or whatever, you know what I mean? Okay. And then, and all that crazy stuff that Gail said in the gazebo that day. You know, right after that, oh, my pop-up show. Yeah. So those, that's one way, and
uh-huh.
that's really cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you just sit, because you could do that anywhere you are, you know what I mean? On the bus, on the ride, on the, you know, as,
yeah.
you know, and people are like, this is a lot of work, and I'm like, you know, what? You've been,
mm-hmm.
you know,
what else you
30, 20, 30, 40, 40 billion trillion years of unconsciousness, I mean, what's the work? Where?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what else are we
you mean you want me to repeat that 30 times a day for 30 days? That's going to take like an hour. Okay, so you could be unconscious for the other 23 hours. And, you know, would you be willing to contribute an hour a day to your consciousness? What?
Wow, yeah.
And everything that does not allow that to be more exciting than, you know, shoot and pull at the moment, destroy and uncreate all that. Right, good, bad, all that, fuck, show, boys, man. Okay, so the other thing is this muscle testing that people do. We'll do some of this in the afternoon with our body. Just holding something at the level of your solar plexus. Do you do that at all? At the level of your solar plexus, shoulder, your body's uncomfortable, and asking, body, do you desire this? Okay. Your body, and it will surprise you, come on up, so that you can do that, will move forward or backward. Now, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't mind eating this cookie right now. It's pretty obvious my body doesn't require it, desire it. And this is where the allowance goes, because we'll do things that we... sometimes we avoid having knowledge because we feel if we have that knowledge, then we have to, for obligation, go along with that. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, we have a choice. But to consciously go against what, or go against, or not go towards what is good for you, is somehow more empowering than unconsciously doing it.
Sure.
I don't know where I'm going, you know. It's like, no, okay. You know, with your eyes open. What, there's some empowerment in there. Because somehow you get in and you get out. If you're playing like, oh, I don't know, you know, then you get in and you're like, well, I still don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can eat this, even though my body doesn't desire it. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
So just hold that at the level of your solar plexus. Right? All comfortable and stuff. And say out loud so we can play too.
Mm-hmm.
Body, do you desire this?
Body, do you desire this?
No. So, yeah, it does go a little bit back, but did you feel it go back at all?
Uh-huh,
okay,
I did
cool.
A little.
All right,
yeah.
So let's try up here, because, hold it, a couple of them. So, yeah. Body, do you desire this?
Body, do you desire this?
So you saw, I didn't see it move.
I didn't really, yeah, I felt like a little, and then I went
right.
back.
So when that happens, and this is, I think, for you, ask another question. The quantities... tweak the question a little bit, okay? Because it's like, I don't really have an opinion on that, or give me something else I can work with. So try
mm-hmm.
that.
Body, do you want this?
Okay. So want, and that's another, is a, you know, especially in the English language, most of the vibration associated with words goes back about 60 years, 70 years. For all the times that that word was pronounced with a certain vibration attached to it.
Uh-huh.
So the word want has about 27 definitions in the dictionary,
sure.
And about 24 of them mean lack.
I have another question for that, probably.
Okay. So for want of a better word, you've heard that expression,
yes.
right? For lack of a better word. So you're asking your body, do you lack that? Do you need some almond oil? You know what I mean, body? Okay. So, and I would like to ask you to hold it just a tad bit, like, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
And loosen that up.
All right.
Okay. So all the significance that you put on this and everywhere you think you could possibly do this wrong and everywhere where you've been told you don't have this capability, and everywhere you feel if you accessed this ability, then your life would change a little bit more than you are willing to have it change in just a morning. Could you just try and create all of that? Okay, cool. Right, wrong, good, bad, all that. I'm not sure what's going to be honest. So, ask.
Okay.
Body, do you desire?
Body.
Do you desire this?
Do you desire this?
Did you feel it go back?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, while it went back, and this is the point of this exercise because we'll be doing some more of this stuff, there's other stuff going on in your body.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people use this back and forward thing without something in their hand, and they ask themselves a question. Is it rewarding for me to go to Costa Rica? You know, and your body will go back. Or is it promoting consciousness to do this? You know, is it, you know, so you can ask yourself questions, and this going back and forth is normally forward is yes, backward is no. But we are so cute, we have sometimes put ourselves backwards in our bodies. So, exactly. And sometimes it's side to side, and there's nothing going on, and therefore ask another question.
Uh-huh.
So
it's like a pendulum. It's like a dowsing tool, kind of, but with your body.
Pendulum?
Yeah, it's a similar thing with your body.
Yeah. So that you have, so when that perceive, know, be, and receive everything, you have the capacity to know everything, and your body can facilitate that to you. So who are we not using our bodies to their full potential and therefore abusing our bodies by cutting off their awareness? Let's destroy and create all that. This is really good with sex.
Okay.
Body, will this person be good to have sex with? Will this person be, you know what I mean? What do you desire to have sex with this body? With this body? Really good relationship? And what your body is doing, which you don't do normally, not just you, is calculating all of it. You know what I mean? The will this person be nurturing? Will this person be fun? Will this be easy? Will I learn something? Will it be joyful? Will it be orgasmic? Will it be expansive? All of that your body is doing.
Yeah. Well, it's funny they say that.
Okay, so that's a lot of information. So this.
Yeah. No, it's good. I like that little that way to test because I'm very body. That's how I.
Yeah.
The world. Well, I mean, we all do, but you know, sometimes.
So there are also. So you do yoga.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You do yoga teacher. Cool.
Yeah.
So there are also six elements to sex that maybe we can talk about another time. But I would like to see if we can. Well, we have some more time together. It's 1 o'clock now, and I really, really, really like to do some energy pull and some bars.
Can we do the energy pull
and
the bars now?
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. But before we do that, I'd just like to. It's a lot of information. That was all that was a little bit in response to your question about trusting ourselves.
Yeah, I get it now because I was thinking because for me sometimes I get confused and I don't know whenever I ask that question I'm like, is this reaction something that I have or is this person? So I don't know sometimes how to differentiate. But right. Now you give me the question because I can ask, does this belong to
me? Who does this belong to? Exactly, and we'll do a little bit more with that. Who does this belong to? Is it this? Is it that? Is it that? To fine-tune it. Mm-hmm. And that question, what question can I ask here that would give me a little bit more clarity, is a great question to ask. What question, you already said that, right? What question could I ask here that would give me more clarity in this situation? You know what I mean? Yeah.
I didn't ask you. I think. Mm-hmm. You can read my mind. I'm completely sure.
So everything that doesn't allow you to read people's minds as much as you do and know that you're doing it when you're doing it and everything that doesn't allow you to know with certainty that you send thoughts into people's minds and to play with that to make you lots of money. Destroy and create all that. Just send into people's minds. I gotta give Sylvia money. Send that thought. Think that at people.
Okay, that's funny.
It's working. Okay, so any questions about any of that, guys?
I'm thinking about the times that I get money and then I didn't say, how can it get more better?
How does it get any better?
Look all these opportunities!
Exactly. You know what? And that's amazing, and that's always a choice. And how often do we do that? Instead of going forward, we're like, oh my goodness, let me go back and see all the time, all the missed opportunities. And you know what happens with that? And I don't know if you guys can show me a better way of expressing this, because I try to express this to people a bit. That's one choice, to look at all the places where you weren't doing as much as you could. Another choice is to not do anything. And yet another choice is to start applying it from now in the future to every area of your life without wasting another moment. Mm-hmm. And then looking back is, in my point of view, wasting, you know. So everything that is and everywhere where we're still willing to examine stuff but not willing to give it up, everywhere we have to examine the shit before we flush it down the toilet, can we destroy it and create all that? Okay.
Yeah. Right, please.
Okay, cool. So let's partner up. Let's say you and you. No, you and you.
Voy a orinar, espérense.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Okay.
I know. Everybody said the same. I'm like, I'm going shit. I go to pee. I go to vomit. I say specifically what I'm going to do all the time.
All
let's destroy and uncreate that.
That's okay.
Okay, so it's interesting. You're leaving, but I get that you should... expensive for you to do the energy pull on somebody.
Uh-huh, I'd love that.
Okay, yeah. So would you do it on her?
Sure.
Would you do it on me? Would you do it on her? Could you do it on Jackie?
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Oh, wow, cool.
So everywhere we're saying, the thinking, so thoughts, feelings, and emotions are the lower harmonics of perceiving, knowing, and being. So when you say, I thought, you knew. And so everywhere you're not willing to know when you know what you know. Destroy and create all that. Right. Oh, my fun function. Voice of me on school. All right. So let's find a place to strayare. You guys can be here if you like. And then, so
is
you receive.
She lying down?
Yeah, you receive
you
from
have
herself.
The sheets?
From her. Okay, so I'm going to have you receive from Sylvia. Mm-hmm. and we can facilitate them in getting the energy pulled together. Okay? All right. So would you be willing to concede this area for somebody?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Hello, Queens. Spot.
Throne over there.
Okay,
dun, dun, dun.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
You
awesome.
Have the, everybody have the cheese?
Yeah. So do you have to wee at all?
No.
Okay.
I pee, I don't wee.
You don't wee? I don't wee. We pee.
We pee.
Fred. Hi, Fred. I'm doing really good, and you?